Next tonight here, ABC News obtaining some of those ads bought on Facebook by Russian agents. Facebook admitting they were paid more than $100,000 by Russian companies during the election. Tonight you're going to see the ads for yourself. And were the Russians at it again just within the last week during the debate over the NFL? ABC's chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross with what those ads said.
Tonight, ABC News has obtained some of the posts and ads congressional investigators say the Russians planted on Facebook as part of the Kremlin effort to help get Donald Trump elected. Americans would have no idea what they were reading was written by the Russians. They rail against illegal immigrants. This one warns against so-called refugees jeopardizing our national security. This ad uses a popular cartoon. Dora the Explorer knows how easy it is to cross the U.S. border. It's like a children's game. With this line, "We need to stop this badness. We need Trump." The ads supposedly come from a group called Secured Borders, but congressional investigators say there is no such group, that they were in fact created by Russian companies which paid more than $100,000 to Facebook to post them during and after the election.
Their goal was to spread dissension, was to split our country apart, and they did a pretty good job.
Many of the ads, investigators say, came from an operation in St. Petersburg, Russia, in this building, where young Russians are hired to send out fake news. A former employee says she took this undercover video inside when she worked there in 2015, hoping to expose the operation, where the so-called trolls worked 12-hour shifts. The former employee, Lyudmila Savchuk, told ABC News Facebook was one of their main platforms. According to investigators, the ads show their slant, pro-Trump, anti-Clinton. Their targets, voters in specific areas of key swing states.
How did they have that level of specificity? That's one of the questions we need answered.
That is the question tonight. Brian with us, who helped the Russians target those ads to particular swing states, swing voters that were so important in this election. And today there was one Republican senator who even said there's a possibility that the Russians are still at this, even weighing in during the NFL debate in recent days.
Yes, David, on Capitol Hill today, Senator James Lankford, a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says Russian trolls have been busy tweeting on both sides of the issue, trying to raise the noise level, he said, and push divisiveness in the country. And by the way, this morning, President Trump tweeted that he considers Facebook to be anti-Trump.